Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, Kiki.
Oh, hey there.
Hi.
You guys coming over tonight?
What are we doing?
We're having our spring Christmas tonight. So you guys want to bring a gift?
Yeah, more booze. Can't take it anymore.
How about no more snow? I'll take more snow. No booze. No.
Are you drunk again?
Yeah, no more booze or snow.
What?
No more booze in the morning.
Come on.
Lord.
This weather sucks. It's not good. I brought Kiki up here from the nice warm south, and she hasn't been happy about it.
Yeah.
I just need some pure Michigan.
I need some vitamin D. That's all. Seriously. I need to get like a sun lamp in the house that I can just sit under for like 10 minutes every morning before I come into work. Because it's been rough.
Looking tan for this part of the year.
It's just my face, though. Rest of me, pale white. All right, it's 8:14 and 31. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
All right, so now, we don't personally know Jesus, but I don't think he would be totally on board with this.
Huh?
Maybe he would be. I don't know. A 40-year-old woman named Sharon Dobbins from Phoenix wanted her 16-year-old son to wake up early on Sunday to go to church for Easter. Mm. Or, as she says, quote, "I said, get up. It's Jesus Day."
Jesus Day.
I like that.
It is Jesus Day.
Yeah.
But when he wouldn't get out of bed.
But him or Jesus?
No, Jesus got up on that day.
He did.
That was the whole thing, you know? He finally got up after that 3-day nap he took. That's terrible. When he wouldn't get out of bed, she tased him on the leg.
Ah! We're going
Holy
to church.
Cow. Who just has a taser?
He told her he was calling the cops, and she told him, quote, "You can call the police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call." Police were on the phone, and I told the dispatcher, I told her, "You need to be with Jesus right now."
Oh, my God.
That's what she said.
You're gonna get tased.
So you're going to get tased. When the cops got there, Sharon said she didn't actually tase her son. She just sparked the taser to wake him up. I'm a good mom. I didn't actually tase him. But he had two marks on his legs from where she zapped him. So she was arrested. She spent 12 hours in jail on Easter before she got out.
I didn't shoot him. Holy I just cow. Cocked the shotgun.
That's right. She's facing a charge of child abuse with intent to cause harm. But she thinks she'll be okay because, quote, she has the best quotes. "I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first."
Well, yeah. I don't know if God would agree with the taser part. But
this is taking a little bit far, but, you know, she asked herself, what would Jesus do? I don't think it's what we had in mind.
Well, he didn't have a taser back then, so who knows, man? Who knows?
He could have.
You know?
Could have. I do think it is interesting. She does realize she was wrong. I think she knows that she went too far. Mm-hmm. But should she really be crucified this much for it?
Yes. Isn't it child abuse? Oh, you said crucified. Oh, gosh. You did it.
Too soon?
You got it. Too soon.
Oh, gosh.